And this is Lowell Melser filling in for Brian Niemann all week here on Maryland's Morning News. It's borderline the second biggest story or the first biggest story of last week, depending on how you look at it. But certainly the situation in Israel is not going away anytime soon. Joining me now is Joshua Moravchik. He's a fellow at the Johns Hopkins University School of Advanced International Studies, and he's the author of Making David into Goliath, How the World Turned Against Israel. Joshua, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Lowell.
So this book you wrote, it kind of tells the tale of this on-again, off-again situation that Israel has to constantly deal with throughout history, right? And it's just kind of playing over again, correct?
Well, it's not been throughout history. That's one of the reasons I wrote the book, because I was trying to explain it. It certainly has been throughout the last decade or so. But if you think back, those of us who can remember it, or those younger people who have read about it, to 40 years ago, or the time of the 1967 Six-Day War, or the 1973 war, there was tremendous sympathy for Israel and support around the world.
Mm-hmm.
There still is a lot of support among Americans, but all the rest of the world has turned very fiercely against Israel, really making it the most criticized and reviled country in the world.
Now, why is that? Is it basically the, you know, there's all kinds of arguments that are made. Hamas hides behind the Palestinians and forces Israel into these conflicts, and that's what causes a lot of the hate. Others will say it's maybe a skewed media reports about what is exactly happening there. What is the reasoning for all of this?
Well, I think that the number one thing is a kind of intellectual transformation that's happened in progressive thinking, which is that it used to be the core idea there was class struggle, the poor against the rich, the workers against the capitalist.
Mm-hmm.
In the more modern times, I think that gave way to a fascination with ethnic and national struggle. Anti-colonialism, post-colonialism, and anti-neo-colonialism, what have you, around the world, and it became more the rest against the West, as some put it, or the people of color against the white man.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the world through that lens, Israel are the Western white guys, the Arabs and Palestinians are the anti-colonial people of color, and that gives them instantaneous sympathy.
Does anti-Semitism play a role into it as well?
Well, it does, but I'm cautious about pointing to anti-Semitism. A lot of Jews feel that it's anti-Semitism, but the problem is that that in 1967, Israel had all the sympathy that I go back in my book and describe, and it's hard to imagine that there was so much less anti-Semitism around the world in people's hearts back then than there is now. So I'm not sure that it's a very powerful cause, although I think, Lowell, we're having the inverse effect, which is that the hatred and rage at Israel is so strong that it's seeping over into becoming anti-Semitism. So we've seen more direct attacks on the Jews,
mm-hmm.
in the current period than we're accustomed to seeing.
Let's talk about what's currently going on there now. We saw a ground attack that recently moved in. Where do you see all of this going, and how do you think it's going to play out? Do you think that eventually there'll be a ceasefire, which will probably delay things, and then maybe a year from now we're back to where we started? I mean, do you see something differently happening this time around to maybe stop all of the violence there?
I don't see a way to stop the violence as long as, in a kind of lasting way, as long as Hamas is there, unfortunately, Hamas, I don't believe, you know, we have public opinion polls, represents the majority of Palestinians. I don't believe it does. But it does represent a significant minority, and it controls Gaza. The only it is, you know, sworn to Israel's destruction, and the people who are involved in Hamas just live for one thing, which is killing Jews and killing Israelis, and they really don't care what price their own people pay.
Mm-hmm.
The only way to have this not be repeated constantly, I think, is if Hamas could be pushed from power in Gaza, and the Palestinian Authority, which is dominated by the other main Palestinian faction, Fatah, which is on top in the West Bank, would also go back into a position of ruling Gaza. Fatah is also, you know, has a history of violence, but it renounced violence some years ago, and even though the peace negotiations have not succeeded, it's generally been committed to continuing to negotiate with Israel and not stage the kind of violent attacks that Hamas does. So that way, if those Palestinians who are on top in the West Bank would come to rule Gaza again too, then we probably could at least have a strong reason to hope that there will not be more rounds like the current one.
All right, Joshua Moravcek, we'll see how this all plays out. Once again, you are a fellow at the Johns Hopkins University School of Advanced International Studies, and you are the author of Making David into Goliath, How the World Turned Against Israel. I appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thanks very much, Lowell.